天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环。工厂长大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个步子，很高兴能够在节目中与大家再次相遇。在今天节目开始之前呢，小环想要跟大家分享一个小小的故事。有一个小男孩，他在沙坑里玩沙，沙坑里有好多东西，还有他最喜爱的玩具，比方说有小汽车、卡车，还有挖沙用的整套配备，比方说有塑胶桶、漏斗，以及一把可爱的塑胶铲子。他在沙堆里建造了长长的马路，还盖了好几座隧道。然后他突然发现有一块石头挡在他的沙坑中间。小男孩把石头旁边的沙都挖掉，想要移开石头，可是他推了又推，挖了又挖，还慢慢地把石头用滚的滚到沙坑的旁边。他继续努力着，想要把石头努力地推到沙坑外面去，但是他发现石头怎么样都滚不出沙坑边缘的那座小墙。他下决心用铲的用推的，可是每当他觉得有点进展的时候，石头却又从墙上跌回了沙坑里，还压到了他的指头。于是他终于放声大哭起来，受挫折的眼泪和委屈的泪充满了他的小脸蛋。小男孩的爸爸一直待在屋里，从窗子里看他玩沙，他看到了这一幕，看到了孩子的眼泪，他走过来，高大的影子投射在地上。爸爸柔声地问，儿子啊，你为什么没有尽力呢？小男孩哽咽地说，我有啊，我已经用光了我所有的力气了。不，爸爸慈爱地纠正他，你并没有，你没有用尽你所有的，看，你就没有叫我来帮你啊。于是爸爸弯下腰捡起那块石头，轻轻松松地就把它丢到山坑外面去了。亲爱的听众朋友，我们是否也像这个小男孩一样，当遇到困难和挑战的时候，总是急于想尽一切办法，想要赶快脱离这个困境，却忘记了源头有天父的慈爱和帮助。
Hello, our listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are so glad that you have joined us once more.
很高兴你能再次收听我们的节目。
As we continue in our series of Lost and Found,
我们会继续失丧与寻回的系列信息。
And today I want to tell you about a story that most of you probably know.
今天我要和大家讲一个你可能已听过的故事。
It is the story of the lost son.
就是关于浪子的故事。
We have seen the story of the lost sheep.
我们已经看了迷失的羊的比喻。
Then we have heard the story of the lost coin.
也听过了遗失的钱的故事。
You see how it is such a vivid and powerful story.
浪子是一个非常生动而有力的故事。
And because of that, many writers throughout history have let their imagination run wild with this story.
于是历代许多作家就以这个故事来发挥他们丰富的想象力。
Some have chosen to call this story the prodigal father.
有些人称这个故事为挥霍的父亲。
They explain how the father was extravagant in his love toward his rebellious son.
他们解释说，这是因为父亲对他叛逆的儿子表现出过分的溺爱。
Others called it the story of the two lost sons.
还有些人称这个故事为两个失落的儿子。
They see it that while one son went to the far country,
因为他们看到当一个儿子远走高飞时
the older boy wished that he had gone to the far country.
大儿子也想照样远走高飞。
Now, whatever side you see this true story,
无论你看到这真实故事的哪一面
there is one main point that jumps out of the pages of the text.
都有一个跃然纸上的重点。
That is the emphasis upon the father.
就是这位父亲。
The story begins and ends with the father.
这故事在开始和结尾都提到这位父亲。
The story is primarily about the heart of the father.
故事所强调的也就是为父之心。
The story is first and foremost about the unique love of the father.
故事最重要的中心就是述说一位父亲独一无二的爱。
The father is the main character in every scene.
父亲在每一幕场景里都是主角。
The sons were two supporting characters.
两个儿子只不过是配角而已。
There can be no doubt as to who Jesus wanted us to see in this story.
毫无疑问，耶稣要我们在故事中看到谁。
He wants us to know what God is like.
他要我们认识天父是怎样的。
He wanted us to comprehend the nature of the Almighty and the All-Powerful God the Father.
他要我们了解全能者天父上帝的性情如何。
So he begins by saying,
所以一开始他就说,
There was a father.
有一位父亲。
That is the focus.
这就是重点。
But I want to tell you the problem that we face in these modern days.
我想和你谈谈我们在这个时代里所面对的问题。
I want to tell you why do we face so much turmoil in our world.
我想告诉你为什么我们会有那么多困苦和患难。
It is because we do not begin with the Father.
正因为我们凡事都没有从父亲那里开始。
We begin with man and his needs.
而是从自己和自我的需要开始。
Begin with man and his problem.
我们从自己和自我的问题开始。
We focus too much attention on how to get out of wherever we are.
我们太着重于怎样离开目前的处境。
Jesus begins with the Father.
耶稣却从父亲那里开始。
He said,
他说,
There was a father who had two sons.
一位父亲有两个儿子。
This tender word, Father.
父亲这个亲切的字眼
is far more than a mere projection of the quality of earthly fathers.
不仅仅反映出人间父亲的素质。
Jesus was the only one who revealed to us the heart of the heavenly Father.
唯有耶稣能向我们展示天父的心肠。
Jesus is the only one who taught his disciples to pray, Our Father.
唯有耶稣教导门徒在祷告时说我们在天上的父。
And you notice that in every event that Jesus was involved in,
你会注意到在耶稣所经历的每一件事中。
Every sermon Jesus preached,
他所讲的每一篇讲章。
He spoke of the compassion of the Father,
他都提到了天父的慈爱。
Who longs for his children to obey him,
天父盼望他的儿女们顺服他。
Jesus continuously said,
耶稣继续说,
I must be about the Father's business.
我必须以我父的事为念。
And there upon the cross,
在十字架上,
one of the very last words that he uttered before his death,
在他断气之前最后所说的话里, 他说,
was Father.
父啊。
This word Abba,
阿爸父,
It is so powerful with emotion.
多么充满感情和力量的称呼。
It is so comprehensive in its imagery.
包含着丰富意义的形象。
So much so that it will take us all of eternity to understand it.
或许穷极永恒我们也无法理解透彻。
You see, that is how God intended for earthly fathers to be.
但神的心意就是要人间的父亲具备这个形象。
To model their lives upon the heavenly father.
以天父的形象为他们生命的典范。
And in modern day, we have lost the image of fatherhood.
然而现今的社会，我们已经失落了这个父亲的形象。
We see young people have lost the respect for the honor of fatherhood.
我们看到年轻人已经失去了对父亲应有的尊重。
On the other hand,
而在另一方面，
other fathers use fatherhood to enslave their wives and children.
也有父亲滥用他们的权威来辖制自己的妻子和儿女。
Some fathers show no love for their children.
有些父亲根本不爱他们的儿女。
And there are some children who grow up without experiencing a love of a father.
有些孩子从小就缺乏父爱。
If that is you,
如果你就是这个孩子，
you must turn to God and experience His extraordinary love for you.
你需要转向上帝，去体验他对你那无比的大爱。
And yet there are other fathers,
也有一些父亲，
who are uninvolved with their families and children.
对家庭和儿女漠不关心。
They do not get involved in their lives and in their business.
他们丝毫不关心儿女的生活起居。
They might be working in another country.
可能他们在异国他乡工作。
And they don't see their children for years.
好多年都见不着儿女们。
Oh, to be sure, they might send home a check.
没错，他们会寄钱回家的。
But he's never there.
但他自己从不在家。
So if you really want to know what a father ought to look like,
如果你真想知道一个父亲应该怎么样的，
listen very carefully to what Jesus said about the heavenly father.
就请你仔细听听耶稣怎么讲述他的天父。
In this particular story, Jesus wants us to know what God is like.
在这个故事里，耶稣要我们知道神是怎样的。
How he feels about us.
他对我们的感情如何。
In this story,
在这个故事里，
he knows how the father's heart is broken when a willful, deliberate separation takes place.
耶稣知道当蓄意的悖逆发生时，天父的心是何等伤痛。
There is brokenness and pain in God's heart.
神的心伤痛破碎。
There is longing and waiting on God's part when His children act with defiance and indifference toward their father.
当儿女用傲慢和冷漠对待他时，天父却渴望等候他们回转。
Someone said,
有些人说，
I am not indifferent toward God.
我没有对神冷漠。
I love God.
我爱神。
Okay, let me ask you this question.
那好，让我来问你一个问题。
How long have you spent in His presence lately?
最近你花了多少时间亲近他呢？
Do you delight yourself in His presence?
你喜欢他的同在吗？
Do you give Him a chance to be delighted in your presence?
你有没有给他一个机会享受你的亲近？
Did you know that God really delights in your presence?
你知道神真的很喜悦你与他亲近吗？
Don't ask me why.
别问我为什么。
I don't understand that.
我也不明白的。
But he does.
但事实的确如此啊。
His word said that he does.
他说他喜悦我们。
And this story itself is mind-boggling to me.
而这个故事对我来说冲击很大。
Why this young son wanted to leave a father like that?
为什么这个年轻人想要离开这么好的一位父亲呢？
There is no hint of dictatorship on part of the father.
这个父亲毫不专制。
There is no hint of harshness on the part of this father.
这个父亲毫不严厉。
There is no hint of child abuse on part of this father.
这个父亲从不虐待儿女。
And here we see a father who is willing to give his son the fruit of his labor.
我们看到他乐意把自己辛劳所得的产业分给儿女。
And yet that is the most unusual act.
而这也是最不寻常的一幕。
When a son asks his father for his inheritance,
当一个儿子向他父亲要遗产
while he's still alive,
而父亲还活着呢
he is saying nothing short of this.
那么他的言下之意就是
Father, I wish you were dead.
父亲，我希望你早点死。
And that is the problem with our generation.
这就是我们这一代的问题症结所在。
We refuse to acknowledge God as the owner of everything.
我们否定上帝是一切事物的掌权者。
We refuse to acknowledge God as the provider of all things.
我们否定上帝是所有物质的供应者。
Oh yes, we pay lip service to it.
没错，我们口头上承认。
But do we really acknowledge it in our hearts?
但我们心里真是这么认定吗
？Do we acknowledge it by our generosity？
我们是不是以乐意施予来回应呢
？Do we acknowledge it by our sacrificial giving？
我们是不是以牺牲奉献来回应呢
？We take from His hand and we give nothing back。
我们一向都接受他的赐予，而不懂得回报。
We are really enjoying the fruit of our Father's labor.
我们享受天父辛劳的成果。
We are enjoying the fruit of our Father's provision.
我们享受他丰富的供应。
We are enjoying the fruit of our Father's inheritance.
我们享受他给我们的基业。
But there is something else that Jesus wants us to learn about God.
但耶稣要我们进一步的认识神。
The father lets his son go.
父亲让他的儿子离开家。
How come he lets him go so easily?
他怎能让儿子这么轻易就离家呢？
That is the ultimate act of compassion.
这就是爱的最高表现。
Do you know what the word compassion means?
你知道疼爱这个词的意思吗？
It means to suffer with.
他的意思就是为所爱之人受苦。
And the father knew that love only has what love lets go of.
天父知道在爱里面释放才是拥有。
Love owns what only love gives away.
在爱里面给予才是得着。
While the father was suffering with the son,
虽然父亲因爱儿子而痛苦。
While the father is in agony over the son's rebellion,
虽然父亲因着儿子的叛逆而忧伤
he knew that he must let go.
他知道必须放手让他走。
I want to give you two applications.
在生活中有两方面的应用。
I'm going to tell you one application in this broadcast.
今天的节目先来看看第一方面。
Then I want you to tune in the next broadcast to give you the second application.
下次再来看第二方面。
The first application is this.
第一方面就是
If you find yourself in a similar situation,
如果你也处于类似的情景
When your son or your daughter or someone that is near and dear to you becomes self-seeking,
你的儿女或你所爱的亲人变得只晓得追求自己的利益时
When you find yourself dealing with someone like this son who was so self-focused
或者你正面对一个像这浪子一样自我中心的人
Remember this
请记住
That this person is oblivious to your heartache and your heartbreak
这个人对你的心碎与痛楚毫不在乎
That person is indifferent to your tears.
这人对你的眼泪无动于衷。
When you and I, in a thousand little ways, fracture our relationship with the Father,
当你我在无数的小事上破坏我们与神的关系时
we too can be indifferent to God's heartache.
我们也同样对神的心痛无动于衷。
That is why I want you to listen carefully and watch what the father did.
这就是为什么我要你仔细听，我们来看看父亲是怎么做的。
listen to what he said, or rather I should say what he did not say.
来听听他是怎么说的，或许我应该说注意他所没有说的。
He lets his boy go.
他只是让儿子走了。
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 21 and verse 17,
在申命记二十一章十七节里，
the older boy gets two-thirds of his inheritance and the younger boy gets one-third.
我们看到长子可以拿三分之二的家产，而小儿子则是三分之一。
Because the older boy normally takes care of the rest of the family and his widowed mother.
因为通常长子要照顾全家老小和他的寡母。
But this normally takes place after the father's death.
但这通常是在父亲过世之后。
While it is highly unusual to give the boy his inheritance before the father's death,
而父亲在去世之前就亲分家产是很不寻常的。
The father does it nonetheless.
然而父亲照做了。
He lets him go.
他让儿子走。
That is the first application.
这是第一方面的应用。
And I'm going to get to the second application in the next broadcast.
下一次我会讲第二方面的应用。
The father lets his son go.
父亲让他的儿子离开家。
That is the ultimate act of compassion.
这就是爱的最高表现。
This is the heart of the Heavenly Father.
这就是天父的心。
When you repent, he forgives you.
当你悔改时，他就宽恕了你。
He welcomes you.
他欢迎你回家。
Will you turn to him tonight?
今天你是否愿意回到他的面前呢？
Until next time, God bless you.
愿神赐福给你，下次节目再会。
地耶和华而来，我
感谢大家收听今天的节目。是啊，无论我们犯了什么样的错误，神都会用他的爱来包容我们，因为主耶稣基督的宝血已经遮盖了我们所有的罪。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，就让我们好好的享受这份从天父而来的爱吧。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
照耀在冬夜，天堂降临，许愿世界真情永不变，平安喜乐灵魂永春天。像朝露，转眼就落幕，唯有真爱留住永恒。人生难免迷途，需要人引路，有我双手为你开路。人生有时冷酷，需要人关注，有我生命温暖祝福。人生难免失足，需要人帮助，有我付出换你幸福。